Audio Boo, episode 30 of the former podcast, Twinkie Beyond. I'm your host, Jackie. I'm a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, here with another Audio Boo audio blog to shove right up your ass. So I said on my Twitter, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, that I'm not going to put any Audio Boos for a little while. And why? It's because it's the fucking holiday season, and I don't feel like doing anything. I have the whole week off next week, and while I do have plenty of time every day to put out a real podcast, I think I'd rather just play video games such as Dragon Age Oranges for Xbox 360, which, by the way, let me tell you, I'm fucking done with fantasy and sci-fi, which is just fantasy in the future and space. I'm fucking done with that shit because there's too much verbiage. There are too many there's too much terminology and phraseology that are unique to those worlds, and the names are all stupid. They're all stupid. They're all fucking stupid. Like, you expect me to remember fucking people like Taren Loghain and Duncan the Grey Warden, all that stupid fucking legendary bullshit. I think it's stupid. I like stories and shit, but I don't like having to remember, you know, Balgarth of Azeroth and all these stupid... I know that was a World of Warcraft thing, but I don't care. Those names are retarded. They're ridiculous. I'm not going to learn them. I'm not. Just like sci-fi, Star Wars, all that shit, I'm not going to learn that shit. I don't care. And that's not a knock on Star Wars, because I don't know anything about Star Wars, because I've never seen them. But I'm not going to learn that shit. I don't want to learn your lore unless it's fucking interesting. And from my understanding, the lore of the first three episodes of Star Wars, the bad ones, aren't interesting. So fuck that. And, you know, I have to learn Dragon Ages because it's fucking... 5,000 hours long, so I'm gonna do that. But what compelled me to do an episode tonight is two things, actually. You'll find out in a few minutes, one of them. Ooh, teaser. But because I'm fucking pissed, because I just got out of work, and it's about 2 hours later than I should have. And you know what? I've done this in the past. I've done 4 hours, 5 hours later than I have to. And that's fine. That's what I do. Part of my job is really just kind of being on call, even though it's very unofficial. But I like my job, and I like doing my job, and I do a fucking good job at my job. So, something fucked up today. One of our guys did something that he prematurely, he was not supposed to do, and kind of put us in a corner, and I've been kind of playing, a little damage control, but I can only do so much because it includes UPS, which, yes, I work for Arby's still. We ship out curly fries and big beef and cheddars through UPS, if you ever want to know. If you ever want your curly fries or your fucking apple turnovers, only a dollar for limited time, just hit me up, twinkiebeyond@gmail.com, and I'll send that right your way, and I'll include a big fucking bag of baby dicks for you, because fuck you. But, he fucked up, and I don't like things getting fucked up in our line of work, which is creating delicious meals for all the boys and girls, whatever. But because it's not difficult what we do, it isn't. But and I'm not trying to say this to knock him, but he wasn't busy today. He hasn't been busy. I used to do what he does, which is peel potatoes, but. It's not difficult, and I know how the schedule is now because I kind of oversee him just a little, and I know nothing's going on. So when he made this big fuck up, it's not a big fuck up. Let's be honest, it's not big. I was pissed, and I'm still pissed because I shouldn't be leaving work at this hour. It's 2 hours. I don't even know how. I'm gonna get home. I'm gonna drink, but. You know, we just shouldn't fuck up. There should be no fuck-ups. With how much time there is in the day, there should be no fucking up. I'm just not happy about it. And so I decided to go and rant about other stuff that I'm not happy about. But I don't know if I have enough time. It's about 4 minutes. Oh, it's about 5 minutes in. This is my audio boo. But stick around for a fucking surprise. Still there? Ah, 5 minutes and 3 seconds. Now, why the fuck would Audioboo allow me to be over 5 minutes? Because I'm pimp. That's why. That's the adjective that they actually sent me. No, I'm fantastic. And I have my Audioboo boosted from 5 minutes to 15 minutes. So if I'd like, I can do a whole fucking 15-minute Audioboo. And I think I can actually do that because my drive home and to work is longer than 15 minutes. So if I have shit to talk about, I don't have to cram it in at the last second and be like, suck a dick, twiggybeyond@gmail.com. You know, I can do whatever I want. So I still got a little more time, so I'm just going to relax here. And before I get a little furious, I have this thing about cell phone etiquette. If somebody, I feel, you know, and feel free to disagree with me, but then never call me, never text me, nothing. Don't ever communicate with me again, you piece of shit. That's all of you. And actually, if any of you have my cell phone number, you know, aside from maybe the local guys, you should probably delete it because you are creepy. So if you get a text message, now, okay, firstly, this is under the assumption that everybody has their phone on them at all times, and maybe that's an unfair assumption, but you know what? I would say in this day and age, I mean, this is me thinking this, we have our phone within our, you know, 10-foot radius within 50% of our day. I think that's fair to say. 50% might even be a fucking undershot. Anyway, so if I text you, what's the proper amount of time that I should allot you to respond to me, given that you have your phone around you within 10 feet of you within 50% of the 12 hours of the day? I say 3 hours, especially if it's a yes or no question. Hey, you want to grab a drink tonight? Yes, no. Simple as that, because if I'm asking you tonight, you should be able to answer me. If you don't, that's fine. I get it. People work. People don't aren't next to their phone. It's fine. You get the next day because nobody works 24-hour shifts. I don't care. I mean, unless you're security. And I know nobody. I know one person who works security, but I don't text him. I call him if anything because it's the only way I'll be able to reach him. So if I give you, let's say, 27 hours, 3 hours plus another day, you should have been able to read your cell phone and respond to me. And if not respond to me, like, hey, what you doing Friday? You know, if you have other plans or if you're waiting for other plans to pan out, text me back and say, hey, I don't know yet, but let me get back to you. Don't fucking hold off. Or, you know, even that, if you say, hey, I'll get back to you, that's fine. But don't leave the 27-hour fucking window out there and not respond. That's a fucking dickhead move. And it's stupid. I know you're next to your phone. I know you have an... If you have an iPhone, that's on you at all times. I know this because I'm a fucking iPhone owner, all right? And maybe, you know, maybe I'm being very, you know, egocentric or self-centric here where I'm saying, oh, this is what I would do, this is what I do. Well, you know what? If you don't have your iPhone on you at all times, it's a fucking $400 piece of technology. You don't deserve that item. That's how I feel about that. So, you know, I know this person has it on them at all times. And not just talking about, you know, a specific person, but, you know, different people. If you don't respond within 27 hours of a text, I'm deleting your phone number. Because you obviously don't give a shit. But you know what? You'll answer me on Facebook? Fuck you. That's how I feel about that. So, firstly, deleting this person from my contacts because they don't respond. What's the fucking point? So, you know, actually after I get off this Audioboo, a few numbers are going off my list because it's really fucking inconsiderate, if anything. You know, I don't care if you don't want to hang out or if you can't hang out. That's fine. Let me know. That's fair, you know? I kind of feel the same way about emails because, you know, if you're a fucking professional and basically everybody I know who's within, you know, their young 20s to 30s has email, and if you're on Outlook, you might be just fucking, you know, just fucking busy with a lot of email, but you know what, you're still checking your email. So if I email your personal, your professional account, you should respond within the workday, because you're reading your email. If I email your Gmail, fine, I kind of get it, you know, you're at work. But if I text you, you better fucking answer. You know, it's a day and a half is a long fucking time. to read a text. All right, especially if you like. I'm just repeating myself. If you've answered my question on Facebook, you better fucking answer another question that I have through a text message, because you're not that important. I mean, I'm not important, but you know what? At least I'm not inconsiderate. So that's that. Deleting people from my cell phone contacts because they're just pieces of shit. And I have no problem with that, because if you know me in real life, you know I don't give a fuck. I have no problem telling people to fuck off. I don't care if you're my friend or not. I'm gonna tell you, hey, you're an idiot, and you need to fucking wise your ass up, keep pace with people. So that's that. I'm gonna get home, and I'm gonna drink a bit, and you know, I haven't done a drunk audio boo yet, and I think I'll do that one time. Maybe I'll do that next week when I'm off. You know what? Maybe expect an episode or some, you know, in the next few days, or you know, I don't expect to come back until the last week of this year. And by come back, I mean audio boo. I'm gonna be here, wherever here is. But the point is, if I don't put anything out, whatever, you don't fucking care. You don't fucking send me any information at twiggybeyond@gmail.com or hit me up at twitter.com/twiggybeyond. You piece of shit. Eat a dick.